Okay, let's make a here and now pivot to pizza. There's Chicago's deep dish, Detroit's square pizza, New Haven's clam pies. Mm. In St. Louis, the local style also generates pride, but is shame also too strong a word? Mackenzie Martin of KCUR takes us to the epicenter, Emo's Pizza.
Good morning.
Upon first glance, you may think St. Louis-style pizza is similar to a lot of other styles in the Midwest. A square-cut pie with a cracker-thin crust, topping stretching all the way to the edge. But what really sets it apart is the cheese. Every slice is covered in a melty layer of Provel, a smoky blend of cheddar, Swiss, and provolone. For Emo's Pizza customers like Stephanie Meyer, there's nothing better.
So I love Provel. It is a great cheese on pizza. I love to snack on the cheese ropes. They're delicious.
Interestingly enough, St. Louis-style pizza can't be attributed to a single inventor. This style actually emerged slowly and organically, thanks to Italian-American entrepreneurs across the city. The first pizza restaurant in St. Louis was Melrose Cafe and Pizzeria. It opened in 1945, a few decades after pizza first arrived in the U.S. Owner Amadeo Fiore had actually moved to town to sing opera.
So you might hear of singing in the restaurant, which is not uncommon for people in Italian restaurants.
According to historian Ron Ells, the pie at Melrose Pizzeria quickly became a sensation, a thin crust pizza cut into squares.
It was billed as Neapolitan pizza pie.
Fiore inspired numerous imitators across town, but it wasn't until 1947 that Provel entered the picture. See, Tony Costa, a grocery owner in St. Louis, and J.S. Hoffman Company, a Chicago food importer, wanted to create an entirely new cheese, capable of maintaining a melty, creamy texture when cooled. That's why St. Louis-style tastes exactly as good the next day. The cheese never congeals. Provel was patented in 1950, and 3 years later, Elle says it made its pizza debut at a spot called Luigi's.
There wasn't a big sign, we use Provel cheese. You didn't know what it was, just had a different kind of cheese. But you could also get mozzarella there.
Provel didn't catch on in a big way until a decade later, when Ed and Margie Emo opened Emo's Pizza in 1964. Provel cheese topped every single one of their pizzas, which featured a cracker-thin and unyeasted crust. And, like Melrose Pizzeria, it was cut into squares. These days, you can get square party cup pizza in Midwestern cities like Chicago or Columbus. So Provel is arguably the element that defines the St. Louis style. Here's Emo spokesperson Mandy Manley.
We love it because it has a low melting point. And so when it goes into the oven, it turns into this ooey, gooey, creamy, cheesy mixture that, oh my gosh, when you pull a piece off, you don't get the same stretch that you would with mozzarella, but the cheese stays on the slice.
Although Emo's restaurants are scattered across the region, Provel still lives almost exclusively inside the city of St. Louis. And for every person who loves this cheese, there are plenty of others, like historian Ron Ells, who simply prefer mozzarella, or even go as far as to compare Provel's consistency to glue, candle wax, or plastic.
Provel is the best.
Provel is,
yes,
the
is.
World's most disgusting cheese.
No, it's not. Seriously, we could fight right now.
That's late night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel arguing with Olympian Simone Biles. As you can see, this debate stretches far beyond the borders of Missouri. National food writer Kenji Lopez-Alt has traveled across the U.S. sampling all varieties of regional pizzas. And he says an interesting thing happened when he drove through St. Louis.
So everybody thinks that their town has the best pizza, but St. Louis was the only town I've seen where there were equal parts people who seemed to love it and also people who kind of apologized before I even tried it for the first time.
It only took one trip for Lopez-Alt to declare a side, proudly pro-Provel. He jokes that St. Louis style sort of tastes like pizza-flavored nachos. It's not like any other style of pizza, and that's okay, because St. Louis isn't like any other city. For Here and Now, I'm Mackenzie Martin.